With the ongoing wave of sexual harassment scandals made public, we're having tough conversations now about sexism and power. But it might be worth asking in the most literal sense, how do we actually talk about sexual harassment? How does the language we use affect how we think about these instances and the people involved? WNYC's Alejandra Salazar joins us now to talk semantics. Alejandra, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So tell us, what's some of the language we typically use when we talk about this?
So we're generally really unspecific when we talk about sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean we as in just WNYC.
It's kind of vague, right?
Yeah, or the media industry. I'm talking about everyone. I mean, think about how many times you've heard descriptions like non-consensual sex or mm-hmm. bad behavior or unwanted advances. What do these terms really tell you?
Yeah, unwanted advances doesn't seem to say much about what actually happened.
Yeah, exactly. I spoke to a Princeton University Women's Studies and English professor, Anne McClintock, about this. She says the language that we use to talk about sexual assault emphasizes the wrong dynamic.
Rape and sexual assault are really acts of violence and acts of power that are sexualized. So when you hear words like non-consensual sex, the terms sexualize it and the power vanishes.
So when we're not totally clear, victims often have to justify their claims as legitimate issues. Instead of he raped her, the story becomes she didn't want sex. Instead of this was a violating power move, it becomes it was a mistake or she's overreacting.
So we've got to be productive here. How should we talk about this to keep things moving forward?
So to actually help, I think we need to be candid. Professor McClintock had some pretty straightforward advice.
In terms of language, I think we have to acknowledge the violence. We have to retain in the language itself that this is an act of violence.
And sometimes in the media or here on the radio, we do shy away from explicit descriptions because we want to protect, you know, listeners and, you know, children from the full brutality of something like this. We don't want to lose them.
And I get it. Sexual assault is not a comfortable thing to talk about, but maybe being uncomfortable is the point. We've got to be honest about what's really happening.
And we're going to keep this conversation going in the coming days. Alejandra Salazar, thanks so much.
Thank you.